which is a serious problem in Buddhism. But if we check on page 6, so let's start page 4. Is that money, 5 million has been given, 4.8 million has been used. If you go to page 6, sports equipment and attire have been commanded. A contradiction check. Because yeah, they say that they have spent that amount. On page 6, they say that they have commanded that amount, which simply means that no money has been spent, and to the committee, we don't accept commitment of money, that you commit money to something. But that clearly also shows to you that there is a contradiction in terms of the presentation that has been given. Because 97% has been used, and yet when you page over, you find out that this money has been committed. And also the other thing that one would want to raise, it's this Vodacom thing and this soccer thing. One wants to know is the department or treasury or whoever, can they really give out this money when they have a business plan? Because this club development, also, although they sponsor, because that's a sponsor to other companies, it's 3.4% that has been spent. If you look at your third page, 3.44% that has been spent. And share, especially when you go to Northwest, the fortunate part, Kibahisa. When you go to Northwest, your town areas and all those types of things, you have seriously undeveloped, not areas but teams that really struggle, that needs coaching, that needs to be trained in terms of management, but not just that. Look at the talent that comes from those particular areas. It means how many are talent that have been wasted in that particular area. Whereas we sit with money, be able to develop these young stars and all those type of things. Seriously, this is very disappointing, I must say. Thanks, Chair.
Thanks, Chairperson. I think that my colleagues have really raised a number of questions. And if we start with page 3,
I just want to have a bigger voice.
Thank you.
Now, if you're looking at page 3, on library, 35%. Only 35%, you know, when we all understand the need. Now we hear that in the next, what we call the financial year, government wants what we call it to take up service delivery and allocation. And now we're not able to spend the detail that we get in. And I think that my colleague is right. All departments, they say we don't have money. We give them 10 rands, they can spend, they want 20 rands. What it is now is at the end of the third quarter, as the statement shows, only 35% has been spent. What is it? Why? What is the problem? And what is being done to resolve it? But also, Chairperson, here, I'm at least one thing that I appreciate is that there's also school not for the preacher. Colleagues from Free did not have to go there report on that. On the school. I thought that okay. Let's not go back there. The question of the class has been raised. But there are general on capital and maintenance. The cultural of the museum, the budget is 3 million. I hope that national sport, I mean the national department is listening. But it's sport, not the culture, at the culture. Oh, it's good. Museum, 3 million. Library, 10.9. Archive, it is 25 million. Sports facilities, 4 million. My colleague said you go to areas like Daum and whatnot. Who are there? I mean, there's nothing. So, that legacy of apartheid is still there. Now, the Honorable MEC says, no, they are building libraries. And building museums. And I really sympathize with the MEC. Because your ordinary RTP house cost 56,000. Now, I'm not sure with 3 million there. What is it that we're trying to do? A library for 10 million and then, both facilities change. But, well, I think that now it is difficult. Even to say this money is insufficient. Because the expenditure is 27%, 87%, 57%. Clearly, I think that I'm not sure whether it's Congress voter who raised the problem that we seem to be having is in the planning, the question of planning. I think that we have serious problems around planning. And if we're going to receive the other money, the question is, what are we going to do with this allocation that we're going to receive? Where is planning? Why are we seem to be, what are we doing about the lack of capacity to do planning? And the Division of Revenue Bureau says no. Nobody can say that there's a problem. It doesn't have what you call the capacity. Because the Division of Revenue Act has got a response to that if you don't have capacity. Now, why is it here? At least with maintenance, the expenditure is okay. The library staff is appointed on contract. My colleague is not very strong. Why are we appointing library staff on contract, not appointing permanent people who at least will know about, who have a clear, what you call, who are sure about their future, that they are permanent here, and will do the, what you call, the work properly, but prepare to appoint people on contract. Now, I think that I'll rest my case there. And, I have a question about school facilities and workers. All this, it's maybe here the Northwest will assist us with some other responses. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I just want to clarify. If you take on page 4, the capital, principal capital spending, 57%. That is actually sport facilities. There's a lot of money, although the 57% is a lot of money for capital. And then also maintenance, sport. 5 million rand is received tax pain is already 79%. But then, if the sport facilities are there, maintenance and new ones be built in that way, then I don't understand the situation of club development not taking place. Because if you have a sport facility already, a sport field, a netball field, or what a case may be, then I can't see why it's so difficult to develop the club there and let you use the soccer to develop. Is that perhaps, I don't know, if that sport facility is upgrading and maintenance of soccer clubs. I'm not so sure, Chair. Perhaps we have this explanation for that. But if there is a sport facility in town, then you can only develop a club there and spend the money there. If there's already a sport facility. So unless the sport facility are built and maintenance and then stand empty. That one is not what we have had anything can analyze about that situation, because that too is not leading up for me. I know sport. I also take them part of sport. So that's why I say, if there's a facility, there must be a club. And then you can develop it.
Let us welcome these ladies and gentlemen up at the gallery. We are a committee of finance, and we are talking about money, grants and cents. We are also talking about sports, thank you, and libraries. We have here provinces that have come before us. Precisely because we are the committee that annually passes what is called a Division of Revenue Act. Now, the Division of Revenue Act is an act of parliament that allocates money equitably across the three spheres of government, national, provincial, and local government. So, we are also preparing to deal with the new budget that is coming on the 20th of February. So the provinces that are talking to us now are telling us whether they would be ready to absorb more money that is coming in February. And the questions that you hear raised by the members of the committee relate therefore to the reports that have already been given. They are asking questions now to the province of Northwest. You know as well as you do that there are issues of sport, and we have a club that was put out from the AFCON during the first round. Bafana Bafana did not even make the quarterfinals. The unevenness. Now the members therefore are raising the issues of club development and sport development. There's funding for that from government. Then there's also the issue of libraries. They must be built and maintained. There's also funding for libraries. These are the questions that are raised here. And so we welcome you therefore during this discussion. It's called accountability. People must account for money given to them, but also we must also be able to see the things they say they are building. So basically the probing that you see is going on now, Mr. Sokwan.
No, thank you, Chairperson. I'm not sure what's happening. Chairman, if you look on page 5, expenditure trend, the first paragraph says the ideal is 75%. I think that
they would want to be 75% expenditure at the end of the third quarter. And we are understanding, due to LIPA research, we received a grant for the first time in 2008, and there was no staff to plan and perform the activities at the beginning of the year, of the financial year, when they received it. Otherwise, they were just ambushed, they were surprised by this. This is what this paragraph is saying. However, we now have 15 the structures in place to deal with. I just want the National Department to confirm this, that sometimes it wakes up on the 20th, I think it was the 21st, when the Minister for Finance tabled the budget. That ambushed the provinces without informing them and gave them money. This is what this paragraph is saying. So there was no planning, there was, you know, they were never informed. Is this paragraph? Is that the case? But you know, the way we budgeting now is unlike in the past. In the past, that used to happen, but now there's planning. There needs to be planning. Somebody spoke about business plan to say how you're going to make use of this. But I'm not sure why this paragraph is being like this. But around the libraries, the second, what is it called, that thing? Bullet there. Says there will be savings on IT, personnel, and maintenance. However, we need this 3.8 million to complete the project. What is this 3.8 million budgeted for? Is it for upgrading IT? Is it for personnel? Is it for maintenance? What is it that it is planned for? Because it cannot be planned for all those three things. So, thank you.
Okay, let me see. You on your own and your team.
Thank you, Professor. Maybe I must try to give a little background about our department. We have formed some 4 years ago. We have always been an appendix of another department. We have been an appendix of the Department of Education in the province, and later we're an appendix of the Department of Social Development. And in 2004, a new department called the Department of Sports, Arts and Culture was formed in the North Coast. So there were problems of being born, of formation. Our organizational organogram was only adopted by the Provincial Representative Council of the province in 2006. And we are still busy populating our structure. So we are not a complete...
In
October, I think, yeah.
And the next election.
Yeah. That's the first thing. The second thing is that we have also, as a department, forced a particular way of functioning, of operating. We have taken staff from head office, and we have established new offices for the department in all the 21 municipalities in the province, so that our functions and programs are no longer implemented at the provincial office level, but in the municipalities where our events activities are taking place. So that process started also in 2006. We have almost completed that process of appointing staff in the local offices. And training, that staff to be able to handle issues that relate to finances, issues that relate to implementation of programs. We must say that we did this against a established tradition, you know, of people being used to work, you know, at the provincial level, decisions being made at the provincial level. And so we have said decision making must be made, you know, at a very lower level so that we speed up good programming decisions. So whilst being faced to implement the programs in front of us, we're also, you know, facing those challenges of our own commission. They're not just problems. It's one of those provinces which has a huge backlog of infrastructure development. It's particularly in rural areas and in townships. So you don't have facilities and like you indicated, we don't have a budget for infrastructure development. We don't, the provincial government is giving us 9 million a year for infrastructure. And with that, we will not be able to make a dent on the backlog of this infrastructure in the province. And so we depend on other people, the Lotto, in assistance to build infrastructure. And yes, so when we receive some little budget, we would focus, prioritize rural areas for developing infrastructure. For now, we can't do anything except to provide rudimentary infrastructure that does not assist the, you know, the development and nurturing of talent. That rudimentary infrastructure would be 3 poles, this side and that side and that side. There would not be grass, there would not be anything. Providing rudimentary infrastructure in rural areas. There is nothing better we can do than that. Nothing. The rural area, well, the Northwest is a rural province by its nature. Yeah, absolutely. Chairperson, we also thinking much about Masukeng is a rural area. Believe there will be a cow in the street in Masukeng and donkeys. Well, they went there by mistake. Those cows went there by mistake. The critical issue for us is to have a team, particularly that looks at the infrastructure for the department. So we appointed an infrastructure team that is led by the chief director for sports. It looks at the whole infrastructure, the planning.
I'm just sorry, MC. There's a matter I want to propose, but I don't want to ask that. Why don't we, when we're in Northwest, meet with this same department and the MEC and public works in that province? Remember, we're going there. Yeah. Let's have a firm kind of a meeting. Mm-hmm. Well, part of the issues here today is about public works, are critical matters that we must get to. Because there's absolutely no reason why they should be looking at creating another staff. Mm-hmm. When Mr. Sokono was saying the division of revenue is clear in terms of the capacity of a public works. But then you are right when you are saying they are looking at bigger budgets for instance, schools, health, etc. When this is one government, essentially. So let's just arrange that meeting when we're in the Northwest. Between yourself, MEC, MEC of Public Works, and the official. Okay, you may proceed.
The provision, in fact, national treasury and provincial treasury has been requested to look at not only infrastructure, social infrastructure, but to look at the infrastructure as a whole. And the provincial government is expected to establish an infrastructure committee. They have requested all provincial departments in the state so that the whole infrastructure in the province, we as a provincial government, talk to that infrastructure. So that request of establishing infrastructure policy came from the national department. And so that is why we established that team. Yes. So we have established that since it is looking at these challenges we are facing about implementing of our infrastructure programs, because since 2004 we have always had challenges of spending, and we are saying that we are not designed, we depend on other people to implement our programs. But we are of course increasing that capacity in the department. We are looking at the backlog that we have in terms of infrastructure development, and we have taken decisions as a department to strengthen ourselves in implementing our infrastructure plan. Of course, we are in continuous discussions with public works, but I'm saying there are priority projects for them that are critical, more than schools, sports. We have taken a view as a province chair that sport, arts and culture must be the next economy for the province when the mines and the platinum is gone. Yes, it doesn't. And we have taken also a position as a province that by 2010, one of the legacy projects for us must be a team in the Premier League. Maybe we're wrong to take such a position as a province, but we have said we must have two or one team, because a part of the growth. Well,
not community or government class.
Well, it's true, Chair. But we've also recognized the revenue that comes with events of that nature, where you stage a big event in the province. And we have thought that while building other infrastructure for tourism in the province, there should be this continuous event by having a club that plays, and we have said we will support the provincial government the effort to have a club. Maybe there's an issue that we can be engaged on and be defended. Well, it's a decision of the provincial government. I'm just
No, I'm not looking for that. I just wanted to say something.
Okay.
Now, man, this thing does not want to be bothered.
This one is. No, sir, you know, from my own personal experience, Northwest has been a model for a number of provinces for many years now. They have very excellent programs which many provinces don't simulate. I'm sure Gauteng wants to be some champs for indigenous games. They can't, because Northwest would forever be. They've been in champions for how many years now? They're very organized. They're even going to win the the new furniture, if you go into the other competition for the new year, of course, we're going to make the chance again. They have these tournaments that they attend in Austria every 2 years or something, and they are good in many respects and aspects. And the issues that the MEC talked to earlier on are issues that says that when these conditional grants for sports were started and piloted, we were already a department. That is what he's not aware of when he's indicating some of these things. But I want us not to pursue myself, and I want to make a proposal, if you agree with the indulgence of the committee chair, that after your visit in Northwest, maybe at the committee stage, you'll then pursue and look at these issues of Northwest after you've made that particular visit, because I have a different picture, which I don't want to share with everybody here. Unless the MEC is not persuaded.
I'm sorry, sir. I think from what Sir Khotun is saying, so it's clear that every cloud is a silver line. Because I thought that was in the IC. I'm referring to the earlier facility, but with the last proposal.